Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Bitcoin confronts its bearish June seasonality as ETF inflows plunge and Circle prices its IPO above guidance. South Korea elects a crypto-friendly president, while global upgrades span from Berrachain Bektra to a major darknet domain seizure. The market is trading cautious with Bitcoin near $105,269 amid the slowest spot ETF inflows in weeks, down from $387 million to $87 million. Seasonality data show June returns averaging 1.9% over 10 years, while Ethereum often dips. Circle priced its New York Stock Exchange debut at $31 per share, valuing the issuer at $6.9 billion. Raising $1.1 billion in its initial sale. The IPO drew orders over 25 times capacity, reflecting strong demand. South Korea voted on June 3rd to elect Lee Jae-myung with promising policies to legalize spot crypto ETFs and launch a won-backed stablecoin. The result has traders optimistic about capital returning to the won-based market. In the United States, California passed Assembly Bill 1052 to treat inactive crypto assets as unclaimed property after 3 years of inactivity. Holders will need to demonstrate ownership to avoid state custody. Law enforcement teams seized 145 domains tied to a darknet marketplace profiting over 17 million in stolen card data. The action redirects illicit sites to government servers. Venezuelans face arrests of Instagram rate moderators and a 160% surge in the parallel dollar. Many are turning to stablecoins like USDT and USDC to preserve savings amid hyperinflation echoes of late 90s turmoil. Aeon integrated the Tron network, enabling in-store payments in Southeast Asia at 20 million merchants with TRX USDT and USDD. This move aims to drive mainstream adoption of crypto payments. Berrachain activated its Bektra hard fork on June 4th following Ethereum Bektra. The upgrade adds smart account functions, batch transactions, spending limits, gas paid in honey, and recurring payments, unlocking new tools as if entering the Konami code on a retro console. The Ethereum Foundation unveiled a treasury plan to cut annual spending from 15 to 5% by 2030, while backing DeFi partners that meet privacy standards under a rubric called DeFiPunk. ETH sales will follow a rule-based model linked to a 2.5-year runway buffer. Banks embraced crypto as JP Morgan will accept BlackRock iShares Bitcoin Trust shares as loan collateral. Reporting notes, traditional lenders are now valuing ETF holdings alongside real estate. Hong Kong regulators opened crypto derivatives to professional investors after licensing stablecoins, aiming to rival global hubs with tax concessions for virtual assets. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready. This podcast is automated by artificial intelligence and is for information purposes only. Nothing stated constitutes legal, tax, investment, or financial advice.